Are you tired of living life according to someone else's standards and not getting the fulfillment that you desire in life? We see most people find their confidence based on what other people say about them or in what others are doing. You see, in this podcast, I want to help you find your inner voice, along with building your own self-confidence, ultimately upgrading who you are. The process of upgrading who you are starts right now. Hey, hey, Upgrade community. Stand by for a quick message from my sponsor for today's episode.
You know, it's that fear that grips us, that fear that challenges our mindset, that fear that changes the perspective of who we are, that keeps us standing still. It keeps us right where we are, keeps us and prevents us from doing anything. But it won't disallow you to listen and be inspired. You see, you can be motivated. You can be inspired even when you're fearful. But that's not what it takes to overcome fear. That's not what it takes to achieve a month's fear. It has nothing to do with motivation, has nothing to do with inspirations, and you can listen. Fear will not disallow you to listen, but what it will do, the only way you challenge fear is through bold action. You have to take bold action in order to challenge fear. You see, that fear, man, it grips each one of us. And we have a choice. It forces us to make a decision. It forces us to make some choices in our life as to whether we're going to move forward or we're going to stand still. And this morning, I want to challenge you guys to identify one of your greatest fears. If you're not willing to take on that, then maybe look at some of your fears that are small, those small little fears that you can take on, that you can challenge with bold action, that you can gain more self-confidence. Because look, every time you conquer fear, every time you choose bold action against fear, builds more confidence in who you are. You see, a lot of us, because of fear, due to fear, will stay right where we are in our relationships, our friendships, our jobs, our businesses, you know, in investments, it finances. I mean, fear is found in every aspect of our life. It's found there. You know what? And it never goes away. It always stays around. It's always there. It's always lingering. You know, my greatest fear was public speaking. Absolute greatest fear. And look, to your surprise, maybe 2 years ago, this was my greatest fear. 2 years ago. And good morning. And let me tell you something. The only way that I overcame that fear was through bold action. So I'm not telling you anything that I didn't go through. I'm not talking about something that I've never experienced. I'm telling you my greatest fear, my largest. Anybody would have asked me 2.5 years ago, what is your greatest fear? I said, speaking in front of other people. Like, hands down, no doubt about it. That was my greatest one. And because of what's funny is that then I started getting asked to speak in front of other people. And here was the bold action that I've taken, that I've took back then. I would tell myself, somebody would literally be talking to me, say, hey, would you mind coming and speak to my school, to my kids and my family and the faculty? Could you come and speak for maybe 15, 20 minutes? In my mind, I'm thinking, no way am I going to speak there. I'm not committing to that. I'm just watching them saying, what's going to be the excuse I'm going to give them to avoid having to get out and talk and accept that opportunity? And in that moment, I said, no, I'm going to say yes before I say no. And because I did that, I committed to something that I didn't know what I was going to talk about, what I was going to say. I didn't have the confidence at that moment, but I just said yes instead of no. And it forced me to take that bold action to do it. And that is how I started speaking in front of other people. I get the same opportunity next. Speak to another school. Got invited. I said yes before I said no. Because you see, even after I did the first speaking gig, I still wasn't fully confident. That was just one. So when I got asked again, I said yes before I said no. I did it again. Then I got asked to speak in front of a sales organization, Fortune 500 company, in front of professionals, people that have families. And I'm thinking, oh my goodness, what did I do again? I said yes before I said no. And you see, some of you guys may need to take that into consideration or take that as a method or strategy that you can use or you can do within your own personal life. You see, when you get challenged in an area that consumes your greatest fear, say yes instead of no. Don't even think about it. Just commit right now to say yes instead of no. And if you can do that, I'm telling you, what's going to happen is you'll be surprised of how you perform. You'll be surprised of what you can come up with. You'll be surprised of the things that you're capable of the moment you put yourself in that situation. And so my method and strategy has been simply just to say yes instead of saying no. Yes first. Yes first, because your mind's going to automatically say no. But it takes an action. It takes a bold step to say yes. And that's what happened. So when I got, when they invited me to come and speak to this organization, now it wasn't a 10 to 20 minute speech. It was, hey, Nate, you got an hour time slot. And I'm thinking, how am I going to talk for an entire hour? What am I going to say? What are they going to think? Are they going to listen to me for 10 minutes and check out? Are they going to get on their cell phones and not listen to me anymore? Are they going to act like they're writing? Or are people going to get up and walk out? These are all the things that are running through my mind. Next process was, then I said, okay, since I don't know, now that the mindset starts playing the games, next thing you know, I'm listening to motivational speakers. I'm listening to the best of the best. And I'm hijacking messages. I'm hijacking what they're saying. I'm hijacking their quotes. I'm hijacking all kinds of stuff. And I'm saying, you know what? I got 3 pages of notes here. Surely this should be an hour worth of talking points. But you see, it's because of that lack of comfortability and that confidence in myself. I figured the best next step, the best thing I can do is go take somebody, hijack somebody else's message and go and talk to somebody about somebody else's message. But I remember sitting in my car the day of, and I looked myself in the mirror. And I said, Nate, if this is what you're called to do, then we're going to leave the notes in the car and we're going to go for it. We're going to see what's going to come out of you. Here's the bold action. Either I'm going to fall flat on my face, or this is going to be the entry point of the beginning of my speaking career. And that's what I told myself. And I left my notes in the car. And I walked in there telling myself that I am a champion, that I am full of confidence, that this is what I'm supposed to do. And what I have to say is what they need to hear. And I was speaking that to myself. I was telling myself that. I was speaking that into my life at that moment, building my confidence up, leading up to the point of, look, I didn't even know what I was going to say, even whenever they handed me the mic. As soon as I got the mic is whenever I knew what I needed to say. As soon as I got that mic, I went. And don't you know, I spoke for literally 58 minutes. And the only reason why I stopped was because a gentleman raised his hand to ask a question. Everybody was locked in. Everybody was tuned in. And I remember thinking, wow, here it is. That the guy that was so scared, afraid to speak in front of other people, made a commitment to do so. Here it is, he's speaking for 58 minutes in front of a sales organization. Everybody's locked in, tuned in. Everybody's paying attention. And I had something to talk about for an entire hour. Here's what's awesome. After I spoke, I did a short Q&A. Was forced, actually. Didn't leave for another hour because people kept asking me questions and questions and questions. One girl gets up and starts yelling something. And I'm saying, okay, was that a question? Everybody laughs and she's serious. She says, no, it wasn't a question. That was my purpose. I identified my purpose. And I've been searching for the last 3 to 5 years. And listening to you speak, I identified my purpose. And she yelled it out in front of the entire room. And I remember thinking, whoa, something special happened today. And that is how I begin to start speaking. That is how I overcame my greatest fear, was through bold action. I just said yes instead of no. And I want to challenge you guys this morning. I don't know what it is in your life that's keeping you right where you are, that and you know internally that you're supposed to make this decision or you're supposed to go this way, but you're not doing it. I want to challenge you today just to say yes instead of saying no. Just say yes. Say yes. And it may not even be physically in your words. Maybe it's just in your actions. You're saying yes in your actions. You're doing something completely different. You're taking bold actions and bold steps in order to get where you need to go, in order to face that fear that's not going to go away. But it can be challenged. It can be managed. And it's through bold actions that you manage it. Look, I know I'm getting a little lengthy here, but I'm hoping that This message not only inspires and motivates you, but causes you to face your fears, causes you to stand up against your fears, causes you to challenge them and take bold steps and bold actions in order to do the things that you need to do. And start living the life that you dream of, that you desire. Start accomplishing goals that you know that you can, but look impossible. That's what I want for you. And so begin to say yes instead of no. Commit to saying yes instead of no, whether that be in your words or your actions. And I'm telling you, everything will begin to change.
Thank you so much for listening to my podcast. If this message really inspired you, look, I want to ask you to please share it or rate it. By you doing this, this really helps me reach millions of people all over the world to help them also upgrade who they are. Again, thank you for listening, and let's continue to upgrade.